mystery Babylon. We calculated and we saw that 666. I gave you that calculation some time ago, and you know which office that pointed to is that same office. Amen. Now take note of something quickly, that the attempt of Nebuchadnezzar raising that image is to bring the whole religions into one place. One place. The same thing. Remember, hallelujah, they are already walking towards it. I have to tell you this. They are already walking towards it. Already they are busy forming a communical council. Very soon there will be one world religion. And they are working seriously towards it. So that if you don't belong, you will neither buy nor sell. That buy nor sell is both physical commerce and it also means preaching. You cannot preach. Buy the truth and sell it not. It's talking about preaching. You will not be able to sell your own market too, of your faith. They are all gathering now. And Apostle Paul at that time said the mystery don't already work. He has already started it. And people don't know it. Because he does it subtly and subtly and subtly. And please take note. It is not the people that are there in the office, in that church, those who are promoting the system, that are the Antichrist. They are the instruments. After all, we here, are we Jesus? But we are instruments that Jesus is using, which is the mystery of godliness. The same thing also. That is why we say it, so that people of God who are there will hear the truth and come out of that place. Because they are there promoting something and they don't know that it's an agenda of Satan. They don't know it. They believe sincerely they are serving God. Unfortunately, they are right there in a system promoting an agenda that they know nothing about. By the time they will realize what is happening, it's going to be too late. Even the man that will eventually be incarnated, none of them here. I didn't say the present pope is the Antichrist. The present pope is not the Antichrist. It is that office that the Antichrist is coming to. Praise the Lord. I hope you're understanding me. It is that office. I'm talking of the office, not the man that is there. That office. Amen. Hallelujah. And as long as I said this, so that you won't think that I am attacking your religion. You know, that's why you hear me talk. When I want to talk Roman Catholic Church, you hear me say Roman Catholic religion. It's a completely different thing. There is nothing there you can bring to this Bible. This Christian faith. And Christianity did not start from Rome. And they have found that seat. They say Peter is the first pope of Rome. No. Peter never got to Rome. He never got to Rome. And if Peter is the first pope of Rome, then Peter married. Peter had a wife. Why are they not continuing with the doctrine of Peter? Why are they not continuing with the doctrine of Peter as put up here? Praise the Lord. Peter baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Peter did not teach Trinity. Peter did not worship Mary, Mother of God. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you can see, sometimes a lie is spoken and spoken and spoken for so long before you know what? It will be accepted as truth. But a lie is a lie. Truth is truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Mary went to the upper room to receive Holy Ghost. Oh yes, and Mary is still in the grave. Mary has not ascended anywhere yet. Mary is waiting for the last trump. She will hear, Mary, come forth. Praise the Lord. And Mary is not the mother of God. Hallelujah. You cannot give birth to your creator. Oh, no, 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 no. Praise the Lord. And Mary had other children. After Jesus, she did not remain virgin. And she was a virgin until Jesus came forth. After that, Joseph continued with his property. And he had the children. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. So these are some of the lies that are spoken. Hallelujah. And don't ever be deceived that there is anything called purgatory. Now you have to purge yourself. Purge yourself of every evil. Purgatory is now. It's appointed unto man once to die. After that, judgment. And it's Roman Catholic that started the commercialization of the gospel. They are the ones that started charging people for prayer. And up to now, they are still doing it. You doubt me, your mama will be Catholic. When he die, you will know how much you go pay before you go bury him. Amen. All the tithe where you never pay, I don't know if they take calculator. You go pay, now you go pay him. If you not pay, you don't go bury him. Praise the Lord. I'm saying something for somebody to understand. There is only one mediator between God and man. Is it Mary? Who is that mediator? Jesus is the only man. Oh, glory be to God. Let's say be the name of the Lord. They keep talking lie, lie, lie until they will say that something is in the Bible. Look for it, you won't see it. There's nothing like God the Son in the Bible. There's nothing like God the Son in the Bible. But you hear them say God, in the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. There's one faith. Hear all ye Israel. The Lord your God is what? One. One Lord. One baptism. One faith. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just saying some of these things. Many of you know it better than me because I was never in any denomination before. You know, all know my testimony. But how will I come to Christianity and not want to know what is happening in Christianity? I don't read. Read well, well. Read well, well. What happened and how the Roman Catholics, when the paganism joined with Christianity and those who refused to follow those errors, how they declared them heretics and they were burnt, some were burnt, some were fed to lions, some were beheaded, some were sacrificed upside, upside down, you know, some were, you know, thrown through with the spear, pregnant women, they would tear the stomach and bring all manner of cruelty. The Bible identify her, how that she saw with the blood of the martyrs, and I think they said 68 million or so. 68 million believers were killed by that church. It's on record. I'm not the one saying it. You read, right? They look at me like say, I go wrong, bring the story. Praise the Lord. Read, it's there, it's there. It's something you know better than me. Honor to Mary, glory to. Honor to Mary, glory to Jesus, honor to Mary. Glory to Jesus. In the name of the Father. They are the ones that introduced it. Paul didn't know that. All the apostles didn't know that. The first church ages did not know this one. What is that one? And please, amen. Hallelujah. The cross existed before Jesus Christ. So, okay now. Hallelujah. Let me round up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We come to Daniel chapter 3 where we read. I want you to note something that I observed there. I observed that there was a group of people that refused to bow to that image. Amen. Take note that they were Jews. Who are they? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They will not bow. And no true Jew will bow to worship any idol. No true Jew will bow. Now, but see what I'm saying here. Note the story. In chapter 2, we saw Daniel was honored. He made a case for the three Hebrew children to also take care of those prophecies. They were also honored. But when they were talking about those who were to bow, who refused to bow before that image, I didn't see Daniel. So where was Daniel? And if this story is supposed to be a shadow of things to come, foreshadowing, then it means Daniel represents something in the agenda, and those three Hebrew children also represent another group. So who is Daniel? Daniel is a type of the bride. While the three Hebrew children represent the Jews in the tribulation. Now, naturally, we will have thought. Now, so please listen very well, and you may agree, you are free to disagree, but let us not fight over it. But just listen to me. Now, we all know, Bible students, we all know that after the rapture takes place, there is a group, as we are told, known as the foolish virgins. Now, I was going to look at the three Hebrew children as the foolish virgins. But it didn't fit in. Now, if it didn't fit in, then, because they entered the furnace of fire. Hallelujah. But it did not burn them. But the foolish virgin, as we are taught, they are going to pay with their blood. They will die. But these three did not die. Therefore, they cannot be the foolish virgins. So then we are the foolish virgin in this setting. So I had to go back again and look at what we have been talking concerning the foolish virgins. Because see the setting here. Daniel, a type of the bride, the rapture takes place. And after rapture takes place, the gospel moves to Israel. And when the rapture moves to Israel, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The gospel moves to Israel. No more salvation for the Gentiles. Amen. Please, don't switch off. Follow so that you can ask a question and maybe align me if you see different and better than I have seen. Praise the Lord. First and foremost, let me just emphasize something again first. Take note. I preach the message, bow and burn. And let me say this for the benefit of people who are, living a careless life. The threat is that the three Hebrew children face is the same threat we are facing now. There are conditions that are before us that you think if you don't compromise, you will die. But the truth is, if you bow to the Antichrist system, if you bow to the temptations and the trials, it is if you bow that hell fire, lake of fire, is awaiting those who will bow. He used that lake of fire, that furnace of fire, to scare them. If you don't worship this, because that is what is going to happen in the millennium. In the tribulation. After the rapture takes place, they are going to, you know, scare the whole world. You either follow this one world government ruled by that man from the Vatican City, or you are finished. But the truth is, the Jew, amen, they know a type of the Jew, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in the time of the tribulation, their salvation lies in staying with their Maker, their God. Well, let's look at it. Hallelujah. Because you are the overcomers in this age. The overcomers in this age. Hallelujah. They love not their life even unto the death. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 says so. And the overcomers of this age, we have things that we must overcome. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their own is furnace of fire before Nebuchadnezzar, who had the power over life and death concerning them. Our own here, too many situations, especially in this depressed period. So many things, Christians are compromising their faith and they don't know they are risking the lake of fire. And why I say this is that we try to look at he said that the furnace of fire of King Nebuchadnezzar, he said he heated it up how many times? 7 times more. To let you know that the suffering under the Antichrist, hallelujah, the Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. What the Jews and all those concerned will go through will be 7 times more than what they have ever gone through before. The type of suffering. But they went through it and they were promoted. We shall go through it and find ourselves sitting on thrones. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, so I was saying earlier that when I try to look at it, I now ask the question, we have taught here, I have taught it because I have heard preachers preach it. William Branham said it. But you know, say one thing here, say another one here, say. But another preacher that I respect so much, you know, that I've learned a lot from, is an American late Raymond Jackson. You know, now we teach that from Matthew 25 parable that Jesus Christ gave, there are two groups of Christians: the foolish virgins and the wise virgins. Now, what we teach is that, and I've been teaching it, is that the foolish virgins will be in the millennium. They will face the Antichrist in the tribulation and pay with their blood. Listen, and please feel free and ask it. Show me the scripture that says so. In the congregation, if you know the scripture, the only thing you will say is you will assume. And this is where you pick your assumption from. You pick your assumption from Revelation chapter 20. Can we read it? And that is where all of us picked it from. Verse 4. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones. What did he see? Thrones. And they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. These were the people that he saw sitting on thrones. And these thrones is the millennium. It's a millennium setting here. This verse 4 is in the millennium. He said, these are the groups. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither has received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. So, this is the interpretation we have given before. I have preached before. The first group, there are three groups here. The first group are those who are beheaded for the witness of Jesus. This is talking about those, like we talk about the 68 million that were killed by the Catholic Church. The early martyrs. Then the second group, and for the word of God. Which word of God? These are the Jews, including those who were killed by Hitler. Why? Because, you know, the only reason they killed them is because they were Jews. Why? Because the word of God makes them special. There are prophecies for Jews. It was for this reason they were killing them and giving them all the persecution. Therefore, the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. Then, we now come to the next group of people, are those now which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. Then we said, this group are the foolish virgins, because they had known already by the time the rapture takes place, then they will have suddenly known why they did not go, and they have already heard about the Antichrist. Because of this that they know, they will not bow to that image. They will not take the mark. Therefore, they will pay with their blood. They will die. And then, somehow, we don't know at what point they resurrect. They know they tell us which point they resurrect. But all we know is because we see them here in verse 4. Therefore, if they are sitting in the millennium, it means they resurrected. That is the assumption. Then if we go to chapter 15 again. If we go to chapter 15, there's this group there. Verse 2 and verse 3. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast. They got the victory. Them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name. So another group that they had victory over that beast. They did not take the name, the number of the name. Here they are. They stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. He said, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. So if they sing the song of Moses, it means these are Jews that are killed in the tribulation. And the song of the Lamb, only those foolish virgins who we are following Jesus, we sing, because they are supposed to sing different songs because of their different beliefs. Therefore, and then remember that the sea of glass that is mingled with fire is a description of the process that produced them. They went through serious tribulation. And so, we said, therefore, the foolish virgins will be in the millennium. But I say something here. Amen. Please Think about it. I know the whole world, they are listening to me. Now, listen. This is where I am going. Where is the place of the foolish virgin? The foolish virgin is Matthew 25. Matthew 25, then, so it's future, and that period is now. And please take note, foolish virgin are the living elements at the time the rapture will strike. So there is no foolish virgin in the past ages because they are all dead. You either make it or you don't make it. These are the last days events. So he said, then future, shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Please follow carefully. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Please take note. They took their lamps, but they had no oil. Please, let's do it interactive. Please tell me, what does the oil signify? The Holy Ghost. So, you cannot make the rapture, you cannot resurrect if you don't have the Holy Ghost. Am I correct? Okay. But the wise took oil. They had oil in their vessels with their lamps. Those other ones, they had the lamp, but no oil. What is the lamp? The word of God, the Bible, the word. That means they have some form of Christian faith in them, but they had no Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost they had was just enough for them to be going to church, for them to declare their faith. I am Christian, I am not Muslim. Okay. While the bridegroom tarried, verse 5, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps of revelation. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Which door? Door of salvation. Door of salvation was shut. After the door of salvation is shut, afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. I know you not. I know you not. Okay? Matthew chapter 7. Hallelujah. Verse 21. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. These are not foolish virgins, so, but watch it. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. He said, depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. Now, these foolish ones are also coming, and he's using the same language. I never knew you. How can he be with you to rule with you in the kingdom when he didn't know you? Luke chapter 13. Verse 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And Jesus answered unto them. See what he said. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Many will seek to enter in and shall not be able. These many, I believe, they are the foolish virgins. He said, when will it happen? It will happen when once the master of the house is risen up from the mercy seat and has shut to the door. The door of salvation is closed. And you begin to stand outside, without, and to knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, what? I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. See now, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. Which kingdom is that? The kingdom here is the millennium. When you will see all these people that you call their name, Abraham, blessings are mine, you will see them sit in the kingdom of God. He said, and you yourself thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God, millennium. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, I believe with the whole of my heart that, see, they were foolish. Listen to this statement. It's not because they did not have oil that made them to be foolish. Oh. It is because they were foolish. That's why they didn't have oil. I don't know if I'm saying something. It's not because they have oil. That's why they were wise. So, it is because they were wise. That's why they made sure they had enough oil. He said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. He said again to Timothy, since from you, when you were a child, he said, thou hast known the holy scriptures that is able to make thee wise unto salvation. Because it's not every scripture that gives you wisdom for salvation. Amen. You are busy there, busy. You know, you know what some of these things we have tried to teach you to stop this denominational hangover. That is why in this age, the horse rider is a pale horse rider and is a spirit of deception. And God's standard in Revelation chapter 4, those four beasts, is a flying eagle to counter it. An insight that enables you to see his manipulation so that you will not be deceived. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is, you know, that is the standard. And then you know that the greatest deception that is on today is to make a Christian believe he has the Holy Ghost when he doesn't have the Holy Ghost. And the generality of the Christian denomination today know nothing about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Tell you that speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. The evidence that the Holy Ghost is living in you is that you will speak in tongues. But my Bible tells me that a tree is known by her fruits. By their fruits, ye shall know them. Which fruit? Galatians chapter 5 says there is the fruit of the Spirit. If you have the Holy Ghost in you, there will be evident fruit of it. The gift of the Holy Ghost is different from the fruit of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And people are being deceived because you have a gift. You think you have the Holy Ghost. That is where the foolishness comes in. And so you are so foolish until you have no time to study scriptures that can help you line up your life and see what you are supposed to do to make you a candidate for the rapture. But you can go to the mountain to get more and more power, more and more power. You see vision clearer and clearer, clearer and clearer and clearer, clearer and clearer. And then the ticket for the rapture, the visa for the rapture, you don't have it. That makes you foolish. Amen. And to even start with, praise the Lord, I look at the agenda. I didn't see where after the door to the... Listen, remember that salvation came to the Jews. They turned it down. And so, Romans chapter 11 verse 25, that blindness in part has come to Israel until, hallelujah, the fullness of the Gentile be come in. When the last one in the Gentile comes in according to the predestinated book of life, hallelujah, salvation is over. He has come to look for Esther. The story of Esther is the story of salvation. He came to look for a bride for himself. And we see that in Matthew chapter 22. That parable says that he made a feast and called everybody to come, his people, but they made excuses. So he got angry and said, okay, go to the byways, go everywhere and go and beat them to come. Compel them, let them come for this feast. He's talking about Israel and the Gentiles. Israel and the Gentiles. And that is how salvation came to us. And the feast was properly garnished, punished. Then the governor of the feast, because it is a feast that you cannot come anyhow, there's a special dress you have to dress. And he came for inspection to make sure all the guests put on that cloth. And he saw one that was without the wedding garment or whatever. And then he had to ask him, how did you come here without the garment? How? The Bible says what? He was speechless. What did they say he should do? He should cast him out. And he ended by saying, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that cast him to outer darkness there, I don't believe, is to cast him to, you know, to the tribulation. I don't believe that. You are just not part of the feast. You are just not part of the feast. Why? Your dress, you did not have the dress. Therefore, anybody reading that, would you now, instead of looking for anointing, would you be looking for the cloth? And Revelation chapter 19 tells us that it is the righteousness of the saints. Righteousness of the saints. That was the reason why we stopped having regular program for gifted people. We had a regular program before to bring up, you know, teach how to pray the gift. Suddenly we discovered that attention was shifting from the word to the gift. And up to now, many of those gifted people, still they don't have interest in the word. That was what we saw. We said, we are misplacing it. Anybody will get the gift. Oh, yeah, use it though. But to give it the type of attention we give, all of a sudden, pride sets in. Everywhere, pride. Before the gift starts, they are very humble. As soon as they see small, small vision, their steps don't change. Talk anyhow to elderly people, and every carnality was found among them. Amen. Hallelujah. There is anointing of the Holy Ghost, and there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We have taught you that several times. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to let you know that concerning the foolish virgin, if you are waiting to join the foolish virgin because of that teaching, continue, wait and see. We'll meet there. There is no other hope for you if you miss the rapture. That's what I want to tell you. Gentile, there is no other hope if you look at where we read Revelation chapter 15, where we read, the people that you see there, listen, church, they are the 144,000. What do you call him? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They represent the two prophets in Revelation chapter 11, because everybody saw them resurrect after 3 days going up, and they went in the rapture. Then the 144,000 that we are sealed with what? It's the Holy Ghost. And they went about with the everlasting gospel. Their eyes, they were sealed. They are sealed with what? Sealed with the Holy Ghost. And remember that as soon as the gospel moves, the rapture takes place, then Christ is now going to Israel to fulfill the last 1 week out of the 70 weeks. We have spoken about that. Now watch what I'm saying. That immediately it goes there to activate Zechariah chapter 4. The olive trees, the two olive trees that you see in Zechariah chapter 4, is also those representing those two anointed men, Moses and Elijah, the two prophets in Revelation chapter 11. Through that, and remember that, revival comes to Israel. In Zechariah chapter 12, the Bible says that they will weep and mourn. God, let's read it. Verse 10, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem. What will he pour? The spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In chapter 13 again, verse 6, he said, and one shall say unto him, this is during this revival, look, what are those wounds in thy hands? Verse 6, then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. This lets me know, with Revelation chapter 12, Zechariah chapter 12, Zechariah chapter 4, Zechariah chapter 13, Revelation chapter 11, those two prophets, rapture has taken place before this is being fulfilled. Revival now comes to Israel. It is now time for their own revival. And so, the door to the Gentile is closed. Faces, now, it is done in such a way that the eyes of the Jews are open. For the first 3.5 years, and there are scriptures to confirm this thing, that the first 3.5 years, those prophets prophesy. What are they prophesying? They are prophesying about the Messiah. So when you, there is a way that some of the ministers that saw me this morning, you make it look as if the Jews have nothing to do with grace. No, he said he will pour out the spirit of grace upon the house of David. So the same grace we receive now, they will also receive it. They will receive the Holy Ghost. They will be sealed. And with that, amen, hallelujah, they will not bow to that beast. They will not bow to the Antichrist. And after 3.5 years, the Antichrist will break that covenant and face them. And in Revelation chapter 12, a place is provided for them to go and stay and hide for those who will not bow, because the persecution will be too much, for another 3.5 years. And where is that place that I kept? It is nothing but what the Lord Jesus Christ spoke as a parable in Matthew 25, and how that he will separate the goats from the sheep. I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was sick, you visited me. When was I sick, you visited me? When did it happen? And then he pointed to his brothers, the Jews. Inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it for me. Because in the time of persecution, there are nations, there are people that will collect these Jews, because The target is the Jews. All the other nations, including all of them, all Khan leaders, all the Christian Social Nigeria leaders, they are already bowing before him. Are they not bowing now? They are bowing now. So the target is not us. The target is, because those who will trouble him, they are already gone in the rapture. There's no more Holy Ghost in the rapture among the Gentiles. Those who will trouble the Antichrist, they have gone. The only people left now are the Jews. And he desires to be worshipped, to sit in the temple. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 says so. To sit in the temple to be worshipped. Which temple? It's the temple in Jerusalem. That same temple that Christ is coming to sit and rule as the King of Kings in the millennium. He wants to go ahead and sit down there. And these people will expose it. That man sitting down there is the very devil. He's the very Antichrist. He will bear it for 3.5 years. Then he will start his persecution. And many of them, that is why we see them in Revelation chapter 15, they will not bow. Revelation chapter 14, the 144,000, they will not bow. Because they are equipped with the grace to withstand it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, I believe that the foolish virgins will not be in the millennium. Hallelujah. What am I praying? Anything that you see happening after the rapture has taken place is now the turn of the Jews. That's what I'm saying. It's now God dealing with the Jews. Any other thing is hypothetical. Any other thing is assumption. Any other thing, we are trying to squeeze them here because of the usage of the language for the word of God and for the song of Moses and the song of this, because that is only to let you know that there are Jews who have now received revival. They have also received the same grace that we received. And the song of Moses is to let you know there are people that came from the law. They are Jews. The Gentile will not sing the song of Moses. So, for you to separate it, to say song of Moses means Jews. Then, the song of the Lamb means, because 144,000, they follow the Lamb. That's what the Bible says. They follow the Lamb. So, they will also sing the song of the person they are following. So it is not, it's still referring to the same people, the same group of people that will be fulfilled. Well, like I told my brother earlier today that I called, I told him what is the important, asking me what is the essence of this teaching on the foolish virgins. And I said, no, I am saying it for anybody here who is waiting and thinking that when the rapture takes place, you have another chance, to let you know that there is no other chance. So he said in Matthew chapter 24, can we read it quickly? Matthew chapter 24, verse 32. Matthew 24, verse 32. Verse 32 to 35. He said, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is now. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verse 34. Verily I say unto you, this generation that will see these things come to pass shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Then he said, heaven, the certainty, and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 16, verse 1, 2, and 3. Matthew 16, verses 1, 2, and 3. It says, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting, desired him that he should show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. He said, oh ye hypocrites. He said, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the sign of the times? The times that we are in now. Can't you see that the end is here, church? Can't you see that the end is now, with all the uncertainties, that are going on, can't you see that the sign is here? Did he not say false Christ shall arise? Are they not on the seat now? In Matthew 24. Hallelujah. And he said, hey, glory be to God. The coming of the Lord. He said, don't be deceived. If they say, lo, here, go there. Lo, he said, don't go there. He says, it will come as lightning, lightning from the east to the west. So shall the coming of the Lord, Son of Man, be. For wheresoever the carcass is, he said, there shall the eagles be gathered. Matthew 24 says, so if you read it from verse 23 up to verse 28, blessed be the name of the Lord. And the light of the gospel travel from the east, Jerusalem, move all like that. And finally, the history of the movement of the light, the seven church ages, and in this age, it ended in the west. The revival that brought the total restoration of the gifts was in 1906 in America. And the prophet of God of this age, William Branham, was produced from America, the west. To tell you that we are in the seventh church age, the light, and wherever the carcass is, the eagle gathered there. Wherever the light was, the eagles gathered there. And you can see that after the west, when the light ends and sets in the west, where else will it appear? Israel. That lets you know that 1 week left, Israel will soon start. And the 1 week will start only after the rapture has taken place. So it means the rapture will soon take place, because the signs are everywhere. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you think he's slack? 2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 8. He said, you think he's waiting and waiting. He's waiting for you to repent. His slackness is waiting for somebody who is playing with the eternal destination to wake up. For the coming of the Lord is nearer than we know. James chapter 5 verse 7 to 9 says so. And in this age, the overcomers, hallelujah, the overcomers of this age, Revelation 3 verse 21, Revelation chapter 3 verse 21, this age, we have a hope to sit on those thrones also. Revelation chapter 3, to him that overcometh, this is our own, no, this is our own age, this is the promise for us. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. And that throne is in the millennium. Even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Where is the Father's throne? It's the authority that has been given to him. The throne there is authority. It's given a name that is above all names. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows. That is the authority. That's what he means by seated in the Father's throne. It's not saying that there's a throne somewhere sitting like, no, it's authority. And we too, we're going to sit with him in the millennium, having the same authority to rule this earth. Why will I not want to be there with this knowledge? Why will I seek the things of this world to the detriment of my soul? Apostle Paul said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard what is prepared for them that love the appearing of God. There's nothing to be compared with what is awaiting the overcomers. Why will I risk my life? Risk. Let's bow down our heads, somebody. Why will you risk your life? Why will you risk your life like that? You see? How do I know I am God's elect? The response to truth shows that you are part of him. When truth is spoken, very soon, the age will end. Very soon. Very soon. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in his world, Play like this. Somebody will just find the door closed against you. What excuse will you give? That's why that man that did not have wedding garment, they asked him, why are you without wedding garment? I told you before, that man is a Brand Assembly Church member. You will say you didn't hear. You will say you didn't hear. So you didn't hear. It's not because of fashion you are compromising your life. You think this world will continue like that forever, Abby? I've told you now, I've shown you now, there's a mystery going on. That power is gathering momentum. And God too is gathering his people. He's revealing things to his people. He's preparing us. He's giving people the Holy Ghost. All of you that see revelation for rapture. It's because you are joking. That's why God is wanting you to be serious. That's why he's showing you. So you won't have excuse again. Didn't you know that the rapture can take place now, anytime, any moment now? You are waiting to be part of foolish virgin, Abby. Nothing like that, though. Nothing like that. You either enter, go with us so that the door is closed with you inside or is closed with you outside. How can you come so far to a ministry like this and still miss it? How can you be a member of a church like this and still miss the rapture? What's your problem? Which other love, mercy can God show you than what he has led you to know a ministry like this? Including you watching me online, sitting down here. And if you live here today, and God forbid, something happened now, what will you say? What will you tell your maker? There's no purgatory. Nobody will pray you from here. Your relation will not pray you away from anywhere else. May the Lord give us grace to follow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Can we stand up with our hymn book, hymn number 161? Nations are breaking and Israel is awakening. Israel is getting ready. 161. Everybody now.
Nations are breaking, Israel's awaking, the signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentile is in number with horrors and combat. Eternity soon we long for.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the day of redemption.
Jesus said, "It's coming another 1,000 years." He said, "But live your life as if it's coming the next moment." I love that. So I didn't say you should not work. Make your money, but live your life in expectation to go any moment. Hallelujah.